Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, January the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and a quarter at 601, March wheat down 5 1/4 cents at 755 and a half, and March beans down 13 and a quarter cents at 1381 and a half. We did sell 102,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, but it's really just a drop in the bucket out here. The weekly export numbers, I don't think, could have been much worse. Wheat, 48,000 metric tons. Beans, 383, and corn, 265. I mean, just dismal numbers. I don't know how you can look at those numbers and think that the USDA isn't going to change their export projections on corn and beans out here. I just don't see it, the numbers they've got. The wheat, just terrible out here. The wheat's been on a mission to seek lower prices here for the last few days. We had the rally and now the break. Funds are short, about 40,000 contracts. Look like they want to add to it. So, you know, the wheat technically looks pretty weak. We held the support. We got down to 751.5 in the March wheat overnight. The support there at 750. If we would close under 750, I'd say it opens the door down to 730. The beans were weak really most of the morning or evening session. We did manage to rally about a dime off the lows as the crude oil rallied. Crude oil is out now up $1.87 a barrel. It's just 20 cents off the highs. It's been $2 higher at one point. That rallied the bean oil more than a penny. It closed up a tick at 59.45. That was 111 ticks off its lows. The meal was under pressure down 6.10. Which is really what put the pressure on beans. Not sure why the beans were under so much pressure here, particularly with the oil strong. And the weather forecast for Argentina for the next 10 to 15 days still looks pretty dry. Now, once you get past the 15-day forecast, it looks like things may change in Argentina, and they could get some pretty timely rains if they get them in late January and into February. But maybe that's what the market's trading on. But certainly yesterday was disappointing in the grains. We'll see where we go here today. We really don't see a whole lot of other news out here. The tensions between Russia and Ukraine are still out there, but you haven't heard a lot of news about them. You haven't heard a lot of news about China moving into Taiwan. Again, if they do it, they would do it after the Olympics. But overall here, what I see is, you know, higher interest rates. We're at the lowest levels we've been at interest rates. I think we're right at contract lows or below contract lows now. So that certainly points to higher interest rates, though we've held this area many times out here, the 155 level. So maybe we can get a little bit of a bounce out here. But overall, I think today's kind of an important day. If we can't rally the grains with the crude oil up $2 a barrel, then I think you've got to reassess what's going out here and going on here. And that despite the dry weather in Argentina, the beans are focusing on something else. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.